You might think this is as easy as giving another player a piece of chorus fruit so they'd eat it and teleport straight into a trap. Unfortunately, it's not that simple. Because chorus fruit, it can only teleport you on top of solid blocks, so actually none of the usual trap ideas are even possible. But more importantly, why would anyone even just eat the chorus fruit I give them? It's not like it's even a good food source either. So it really seems like the only person who'll be eating chorus fruit is me. And that part about teleporting onto solid blocks, that's really the one good thing about chorus fruit actually. Because in rare scenarios, it might actually be able to get you out of danger. So based on all this, the best use for chorus fruit that I came up with is to place myself in a horrible position with a piece of valuable loot that my enemy would want. So if they have better gear than me, they'll jump in to secure the easy loot. But how exactly do I set up this extremely suspicious looking position here? Well, the best way to escape a player with more gear than you is actually by digging down. Except you wouldn't just sit in the hole, you'd first place blocks above you to slow the enemy, then place water to swim into crawl mode, so you can easily tunnel away and block up behind you. In that case, if I just change a few variables, I can easily end up in that disastrous position I was talking about earlier. The first step, I gotta dig when I'm super close to the enemy. Then I'll place a super convenient block to mine like leaves above me, which leaves me with no chance to tunnel away before my enemy jumps in. And here's where I activate the trap. As long as I'm on full hunger to enable me to get a lot of health regeneration in this hole, I should be able to tank enough hits from my enemy while trapping us both in with the leaves that I've been placing. I can then waterlog the bottom leaf and also place another water at head level. And then with just two more lava buckets, we're both trapped inside obsidian. Then I'm gonna take a little snack break, teleport out. Then I can come back over the top with the chest, and this actually moves my enemy's hitbox slightly to the side, allowing me to deal a bunch of damage to their feet. And then at the end, the chest is actually a perfect spot to collect my loot. Now, will I actually be able to pull this trap off on real players? Or will I just trap myself in the process? Well, I'm gonna give you guys a little spoiler. Let's just say I encountered a big streamer at the end of the video. I'm just gonna say, I think he was having a good time.
There's no way this works.
What? Did he cheat out?
But before I get to trapping anyone, let's run a battle royale match on Hoplite and collect the supplies I'll need. Actually, natural regeneration is turned off on here, so I quickly ran to the cornucopia to grab some basic materials. I first made an axe and killed a few noobs for player heads. I'll be using these as a replacement source of regen, as they eat instantly and heal for 4 hearts. I then quickly took a trip to the Nether and looked for a warped forest biome. This was by far the most consistent way to get enderpearls for me. I also picked up a stray blaze rod since blazes can spawn outside of the Nether Fortress on here, and with that, I immediately crafted an Eye of Ender and located the stronghold. Also, the portal's already filled in because it would take too long to craft all 12 eyes in a battle royale match, but I still tried to learn something from the speedruns on YouTube, and I tried to do that like bed bombing thing, but I'm kinda bad at the game. So after killing the dragon in a way I'm a little bit more comfortable with, I got the egg and crafted a legendary weapon. This is basically a netherite sword that also lets me teleport short distances, which is definitely the type of super powerful loot another player would want to kill me for. Then I just had to grab some chorus fruit, and then I returned to the overworld to look for some super geared players to trap. Alright, so this first person I found, they weren't that super stacked player, but at least it'd be a low risk player to test the trap on first to see if it even works. Well, there's stuff on the ground. Let me grab this. I'll be taking that. Alright, okay. Okay, chill. Oh, there's another guy here. Another guy here? Let me get out. Oh, I'll take the boots, though.
He's gonna go for you.
Oh my god.
Okay, guys, I think I trapped this guy right here. As long as we're not getting cleaned. Is the other guy coming? I don't think so. Oh shit, oh shit.
Nice. There we go.
That's
there
it.
There we fucking go.
Nice,
there we go.
Nice.
Holy
nice
shit. Holy shit, holy shit, I need to get down here. Got the chest. And to crit him out. Now he is healing. I go like this. Perfect. Let's get some damage. Nice.
Nice. And you're not getting cleaned?
He's coming in. He's coming in.
With that pearl, I think I get out of here then.
That's all right.
Oh.
I got a pearl for a reason.
Shift now. Like he doesn't see you, so you can like hide somewhere. Two heads.
All right, it's time to up the challenge a little bit. On Hoplite, when you exit the end, you come out through the sky on this glider, and this guy just finished the fight, so he's looting up. It's the perfect place to jump in, and it actually turns out he also has a legendary weapon too. And yeah, that might be pretty good to get, so let's see if we can trap him. Oh, there's actually a lot of loot here. Nice, nice. I want this diamond sword. I don't want anything else. Oh, this guy's mad. I think he wants me now. Shit, we gotta go, boys. Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wait.
Got him.
Nice! That's insane.
Chest.
Okay, got the chest down. He uses explosive, so he should be able to get hit here. Nice.
Nice!
Okay, that's really good. I have pretty solid loot now. Okay, after that, I can finally face a stacked player and try to trap them. And it looks like they're currently chasing another noob right now. And it seems like that other noob is also trapping. And yeah, it seems so. But the stacked player, they're also thinking, because I think they came to the same conclusion. They might not be jumping in that guy's trap, but I got a plan for them to jump in my trap. Got him. What the f- Dude! Nah, this noob is actually bad. Did you break the obby, or-
I didn't break the obby, he let me out of it.
Wait, just kill me, bro. Like, that guy's actually horrible. What is wrong with him? You know what? On the bright side, the next game, we got the Twitch streamer. They are extremely stacked too, and it's the perfect chance to redeem whatever the hell just happened in the last game. It's really time to do this. Get your ass over here, bro. Nah, he saw the error, right? Wait, he's a bot. What the hell? Oh, shit.
Oh, I would try to not flame bow as much.
Bro. It cannot be this dude. What is the plan? Does this actually work? There's no way. There's no way this works. Did he get out?
Nice.
Oh my god. It's safe to say my friends and I were really hype about this trap kill. I finally got that crazy loot I've been looking for. I might have been a little bit too hype, because above me, there was another extremely stacked player ready to pounce. And because we were celebrating so much, I forgot my buckets in the chest when I was escaping. But luckily, there's still two more items in my inventory that I can also use to trap this guy in a little bit of a different way.
Is his sword better? Or
which? Yeah, his sword's really good. Block him off. Oh. Just not sure. Okay.
Check the HP. Nice. Oh my god. Just crit.
Mind the web?
Watching.
You're good.
Six.
Mind the web. You're fine.
I'll give him a deathmatch. He's not good. I can kill him. Alright, so you have to just trust me on this one. Let's just say my recording crashed, but I got this guy to 4 health, so obviously I won the game. Don't worry, guys. Yeah, easy win, guys.